Chapter 23. Nath swatted his tail. He punched, kicked, grabbed two grayscalers by their necks and slammed their horns together. They wilted in his grip, and he tossed them aside and prepared for the next onslaught. Fire and lightning raced down from above, pelting him. It seared his smoking scales. Two Sky Raiders dropped out of the sky and flanked him. Tails coiled around his legs. They tried to pull him down. Another bull dragon landed, charged, and rammed him. Nath toppled over, shaking the ground. Small dragons swarmed him like a hive of angry bees. They pinned themselves to his arms and legs. They bit and clawed. Razor-sharp talons tore at his scales. Acid, fire, and jolts of lightning spewed from their mouths. Nath swatted at them and peeled them off. But his strength was fading.
Keep fighting. Keep fighting.
He gave it everything he had, but their numbers and strength were overwhelming. Claws dug into his ribs. Teeth bit into his legs. It was excruciating. He let out a painful gasp as a dragon stuck a pointy tail into his neck. Somewhere he swore he heard Gorn Gratuk laughing. His vision began to fade.
Keep fighting.
His body gave. A bull dragon wailed an awful awakening sound. A clamor of hisses erupted from the dragons. Nath opened his battered eyes and spied a small, bearded hurricane, unleashing its full fury.
Brenwar? Get off your scaly behind, Nath Dragon!
Brenwar roared. He brought his hammer full circle and crushed a snapping dragon's face.
I can't do this alone!
He pounded three grayscalers into submission and whirled to face the wrath of the busted horned Sky Raider.
Haven't had enough, I see.
Brenwar hefted the warhammer over his head and slung it into the dragon's chest full force. The missile of Morite howled through the air. The dragon roared and tumbled. Nath was on his feet, heart pumping and legs churning, fighting through the frenzy to help his friend.
Look out, Brenwar!
What?
Brenwar said, turning around as he retrieved his hammer. Another Sky Raider stood behind the battle with jaws the size of a tunnel stretched open.
Don't you dare!
Brenwar said, shaking his fist at it. The great dragon's mouth came down, and Brenwar disappeared inside.
Brenwar! No!
Nath fell to his knees. The dragons pounced. Angry and disheveled, his thoughts a blur, he fought on until his last chance of great strength was gone, and the dragons once again pinned his trembling, broken body down.
I gave it all. I swear I did.
He felt his body being dragged over the ground as he stared weakly into the sky. He saw dragons, black-winged and tailed, circling everywhere. Their eyes were green and glowing as they swooped in and out of the clouds around the floating city.
I should have killed Gorn when I had the chance. I failed.
A flash of gold streaked through the sky. A blurred streak of silver followed. A clamor of roaring dragons filled the air like roaring thunder.
What is happening?
A tight-knit wedge of golden-flared dragons sliced through the dark-winged ranks. Two gold dragons peeled off the rear of the wedge and tore a Sky Raider's wings asunder.
Can it be? Can it be?
A score of silver shade dragons breathed lightning bolts that blasted blue razors out of the air. The swift strike caught the evil dragons off guard, and the wave cut through them like ribbons. Seconds after the chaos, the evil dragons rallied. Gathering their superior forces, they chased the gold and silver dragons through the sky. The golden flares and silver shades disappeared into the clouds. Nath felt his excited heart begin to sink.
And I thought they were going to rescue me. I should have known better. I rescued them, and they never even thanked me. Why would they save me now?
Out of the clouds, another dragon appeared. Bigger than a Sky Raider, pewter with purple scales and dark red wings. His rack of horns looked like a helmet on his battle-scarred head. Magnificent was an understatement for the grand beast. Nath sat up gaping. The dragons that held him released him and leaped into the sky.
Is that... It cannot be.
It was. An immense flying dragon almost bigger than the land-dwelling hulls. A strange flap of scales on his chin made him look bearded. Underneath his scales were knots of rippling muscles, like the bull dragons. He blasted out a roar that drove the dark dragons away. And his grand rack of horns flared like firelight. Rising to his feet, Nath felt his heart speed up again.
It's him! Great Guzan! You live!
Guzan was the greatest dragon fighter of them all. Most believed him to be a man or a dwarf, but he was all dragon, armed with tons of fury and devastation. The dark dragons were feeling his wrath now. A rush of flame engulfed an entire flock of gray scalers and dropped them from the air.
Yes!
Guzan wasn't alone either. The golden flares zipped out of the clouds, not a dozen, but 100 this time. The silver shades erupted from the mist in the same manner. There was an accompaniment of rose blossoms, green lilies, yellow streaks, blazed ruffies, steel dragons, and many others of all shapes and sizes. Guzan led the charge, and the sky erupted in scintillating colors of flame. Nath blinked and shook his head.
They came!
Only one dragon could have commanded so many. With an exhausted sigh, Nath dropped to a knee.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Balzerth.
He spread out his wings and started to flap.
Aho!
His wing bones were busted, and the skin between them was torn.
I need to help. I need to fight.
He tilted his head up and watched the carnage in the air. Dragons were dropping from the sky and crashing into the earth. Good dragons, bad dragons. They plummeted, spiraled, and spun out of control. Never in Nath's worst dreams could he have imagined such a horrible scene. The good dragons were taking it to them, in the air and on the ground. Trees shattered into splinters and hilltops burned. It was war. It went on for minutes that seemed like an hour. Suddenly, the dark dragons retreated. They darted for the floating city and disappeared within the buildings. The floating city quickly began drifting away under a power of its own. The good dragons did not give chase.
Finish them!
Nath yelled.
Finish them!
He locked eyes with Guzan. The ancient dragon's scales were torn, and his wings beat with effort. Guzan nodded, turned, and led the surviving dragons away. Nath could hear Guzan's voice inside his head.
The battle is won, but the war is not over. Prepare yourself, Nath Dragon.
Nath surveyed the smoking carnage. Just like men after a battle, dragons lay dead everywhere. Broken, busted, bleeding. Scores of them had died. Perhaps hundreds. His head ached and his body shuddered. When he gazed into the sky once more, the good dragons were gone. And the floating city was disappearing over the next mountaintop. He could feel that Gorn was inside the floating city, plotting, hiding.
This isn't over.
He pushed away the carnage until he located Celine's broken form, lying near the throne. She seemed so small and fragile. He shrank down to his man-sized body, only mildly surprised to find his clothes magically on him again. He kneeled down and brushed Celine's hair aside. His chin touched his chest, and tears filled his golden eyes.